Today we're looking at Romans chapter 5, verse 6. We have this desire to feel as though we commend ourselves to God, or that we're able to commend ourselves to God as humans. I took this information from FoxNews.com, and this MSCHF business decided to release a special Nike sneaker recently. The company is not far from here in Long Island. They're just in Brooklyn, and they actually made the shoes to make fun of different companies collaborating together, such as Arizona Iced Tea and Adidas. They decided to make a shoe that would look like, in their words, a collaboration with Jesus. The shoes are all white, have Matthew 14:25 on the side talking about Jesus walking on the water. The soles are filled with holy water, sourced from the Jordan, a blood drop on the top, frankincense, scented soles, and the laces include a crucifix. These shoes, I believe they made 11 of them, were listed for $3,000, and they sold out in a minute of their release. Many times, people don't have a problem admitting that they're sinners. What most people hate doing is saying that they are desperate and wicked sinners. They are constantly comparing themselves with Adolf Hitler so that they can feel good about themselves, or buying Pope-blessed shoes to feel like they are godly or somehow acceptable to God based upon their wardrobe. But in Romans chapter 5, verse 6, God points out, "For while we were still helpless." Helpless. This is God's very word, breathed out by him through Paul, making an absolute statement. We were helpless. There was nothing, I repeat, nothing that we could do for ourselves, even buying shoes. Because as it is in the nature of God, he cannot lie. So it is in our nature that we are sinners, and all we can do is sin before salvation. We are helpless. The ever-repeating argument of a rabbi against a messianic Jew that I listened to recently was this: the human race is flawed, and therefore we are all on the same team approaching God from many different angles and beliefs, trying to live good lives. He recognized in a way that people are sinners, but loves the idea that we can be good and help ourselves to God in any way we choose. And the point that the believer was making, this messianic Jew against this rabbi, he was trying to get across that what God makes through his word clear is that man is not simply one who does sin, but rather that man in his very nature is sinful, and the act of sin is but the evidence. And in this sinful nature condition, man is helpless, without hope, completely unable to save himself, no more able to save himself than Lazarus was able to heal himself before his death, nor raise himself from the grave. So that's man's condition. So what was God's decision? Well, at the right time. So we see God initiated at the right time. It was according to prophecy. As you look at Isaiah 52, it was according to God's timing. All throughout the Gospels, you hear of people attempting to take Jesus' life. Matthew 2, you have the slaying of the babies, but Jesus was already fled from the scene. You have in Matthew chapter 12, the Pharisees went out and conspired against him as how they might destroy him. John 7, he was unwilling to walk in Judea because the Jews were seeking to kill him. John 10, I and the Father are one, and the Jews picked up stones to stone him. And in verse 38, later on in that chapter, therefore they were seeking again to seize him, and he eluded their grasp. So over and over again, you see Jesus eludes the attempts of murder upon his life until the right time. Humanly and historically speaking as well, it was the right time. You had the Greek Hellenization. There was a broadly common tongue of Greek. And of course, we know God's plan comes about. So in God's sovereignty, it was God's plan and timing. This man delivered over by the predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God, as Peter says in Acts chapter 2. So what did God do according to his plan? Well, Christ died for the ungodly. Christ, he's the Messiah, the very chosen one of God, who would come, have his heel bruised, but would crush the serpent's head. And what did he do? He died. He literally died. Because without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. He laid down his life, shed his blood, for who? The ungodly. What an incredible truth that is, that Christ went to the cross willingly. He went to the cross according to God's plan. He was nailed to the cross by men. He drank the Father's wrath. But it was all because of not his sin, but our sin, as he was sinless, of course. So praise God, therefore, that even though we were rebellious and sinful, haters of God, Christ came according to the perfect timing of God, and he died for us.